Le meilleur soliste japonais a pesé mon mbote. Flavien Massaka en verse. Miss Bomolo. Espère malin de Coco Chanel. Japonais.
Congolese music has become one of the most popular in Africa by this time. By the late 1970s, as the number of bands had multiplied and the music considerably pluralized, some leaders incorporated disco, jazz, and blues harmonies into their compositions. Others preferred ballads and traditional musical forms. Although many languages were used in the lyrics, Lingala remained the most common. Several were created deriving from the African jazz and okay jazz. We can name Grand Zaiko of Manuaku, Viva la Musica of Papa Wemba, Chalk Stars of Ben Nyamabo, Victoria Eleison of Emenaya Jokesta, Kata Latin of Kofi Olomide, Empire Bakuba of Pepe Kale, and the group Wenge Musica. This third generation of bands introduced new dances like Shavasha, Grife Dindon, Kaneton Silauka, Kwasa Kwasa and Dombolo, etc. Everything about Congolese fashion revolves around colorful print fabrics called pagne. Pagne is a cloth made in balls, 2 yards wide, and is usually cut for resale in 2 strips, 2 to 6 yards in length. A staple of Congolese culture and dress, many prints are given a name. Some are designed and marketed for special purposes like, for example, praising a leader, marking a special event such as a summit meeting, soccer tournaments, visit by a foreign head of state. Traditional aspects of the Congolese fashion have come to blend with influences from European or American fashion culture. This is most visible in urban centers where younger generation try to keep up with the trends. Culture is everything. It is our way of life and the most powerful strategy for the survival of any human society. In this era where global cultures are taking currency over the dying or decaying ones, it becomes imperative not only to adapt to the macrocultures, but also to try to understand and inquire ways in which local cultures could be prevented from being suppressed or getting extinguished.